natural pharmaceuticals. And that's where we see where things are headed now, because people are now asking questions. Well, where does this medicine come from? What is it derived from? The broad spectrum and then the quantities. And then once we saw the difference in the health of the plant and the color, it just brought out this evergreen qualities. And we were working with a highly medicinal strain, blue cheese. Mm-hmm. And that for medicinal purposes. So when it brought back all of these mother cannabinoids with that medicinal strain, and then all I did, I took those results and I shared them with a few strategic people in the cannabis industry just to get their feedback. It was professional. I played for Nigeria's national team when I was 28.
Wow.
And that team was the first men's national team to play in a world championship, and that was in Greece. I end up as the general manager of the men's basketball team, national team. And when I received that opportunity, I had 8 months to qualify for the Olympics in London in 2012. And we were able to plan it out, and we were successful. I spent 9 months on an Amish farm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, learning about their organic micro farming legacy practices and techniques, and come away with all this wealth of knowledge, help save that company. And if it wasn't for sports, I wouldn't have the tie-in. And the more I dove into the research, which is now leading us into conversations regarding clinical trials, utilizing our product to produce the plant-based medicines or to test, or the plant-based legalized even for cannabis, medical cannabis patients. That's how I'm able to help businesses and our business, and now the cannabis industry and agriculture industry, unlock new things that now the industry is actually asking for and begging for. So it's timing, it's luck, it's everything, having intuition, just following your heart, your gut. And then the rest comes down to three basic things that I just preach every day to interns, students: common sense, common logic, and common knowledge.